Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Rocky Blair is the Republican candidate for District 21, House of Representatives. Blair represented his district as a senator in the last two legislative sessions. District 21 includes, we'll let him tell you about it. Rocky Blair, welcome to the program. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be on, and I thank you guys for hosting us.
Tell us a little bit about District 21, if you would.
District 21 is South Central South Dakota, pretty much all of South Central South Dakota. It involves five counties. We start at the Todd County, Tripp County line, which is about 20 miles west of Winter. I'm employed in Winter and live near Winter. And then it extends all the way east to Springfield. So it includes like Platt, Gregory, Burke, Wagner. It's pretty, about two and a half hours to drive across the district, but it's very rural, very progressive, very agriculture related. It obviously includes a nice portion of the Missouri River. And it's really a pleasure and a great opportunity to be able to represent these people. I'm a fourth generation from here, farmer, rancher, and then also in the insurance business, selling life and health insurance for the last 29 years.
Before we talk about your hopes for an upcoming legislative session, if voters decide to send you to peer, take us back a little bit to the last session and the virus, and all of a sudden there's some pretty intense discussions to have when people don't know, you know, what's coming for the state of South Dakota. How do you think the legislators as a whole really responded to that historic moment?
It's always interesting to be a part of history, but, you know, every day is going to be different from the last. And to see how people come together to least listen to people that have expertise in different aspects and different issues, but then to deal with the unknown. And that's still something that we're dealing with. When we met that way, we, you know, weren't sure. It actually worked out very well. The last on veto day, everybody had an opportunity to speak and actually be heard and vote and see and do it correctly and honestly. And it was really nice to see that happen. LRC, Legislative Research Council, put that all together and with the experts that they need, and they gave us the training. Also, in the meantime, we had a lot of information that was given to us and opportunities. People freely spoke to us about any questions that we had. So that was really interesting, and I think it was just kind of a preview of things to come. And it's not, you know, my wife's a teacher at the high school in Todd County, and their school was out, as most schools were, because of the COVID crisis, and distance learning in a new way for people like me is something new, but it's something that we need to encompass. And even in my industry, the insurance industry, we see it more and more this happen. So in the long run, it's going to make us better people, but it was very, very challenging, but at the same time, it was a good challenge, and I think we've met it pretty well.
What are some of the top issues that you hope to take to peer to represent the people of your district?
You know, the top issues are, and the Lieutenant Governor is looking into this also, you know, agriculture has suffered with the pricing, and then last year with the floods, and before that with blizzards, and prices have always been a common concern, and how to make sure that our product is being marketed fairly, and also that we have opportunities to do markets from farm or from the individual ranches themselves, opening up those opportunities, being sure that those are there, and then also that the processing process is open for people to take their animals or their product to market and have a good market there. Transportation is a big one. So out here in our rural areas, to make sure that our roads and bridges and infrastructure are adequate and even better than adequate, sufficient, so that they can do that without need for unnecessary expenses getting them to market. Also for people, emergency vehicles to get out to rural communities. Health and Human Services has been very open. We need to been talking to the hospitals, long-term care centers, assisted living, the people here in our rural areas to make sure that they're safe, but also have the information And we do, you know, make sure that regulations aren't so inclusive or obstructive that they can't continue to do what is right and reasonable in the local communities. So just addressing those issues that have been brought up to me, making sure that we have adequate legislation and we just don't go too far with that.
Yeah, talk a little bit about some of the decisions that have been made really at that granular level or at that local level. Decisions in Sioux Falls don't necessarily work for, you know, even when we're talking about reopening schools. What kind of frame of mind do you need to bring to peer to, you know, do the responsible thing and not shirk leadership opportunities, but also to give, you know, local control as much as possible? What are those conversations like?
And I thank you for bringing that up, because that's what we represent here. We realize that we're smaller cities, we're smaller schools, but then we have different focuses as we go into these things. The school district met last night here in Winter, and many of them across the state determining how they're going to go forward. I think that is a local matter because it is different than it happens in the hot spots, which Sioux Falls was for a while, and Huron and Aberdeen. It could pop up anywhere, and so you need to be flexible to move and to adjust to that. Even as these school boards are making their decisions for their local schools, they know this isn't in stone. It could change between now and school starts, but they have made plans and visited with the superintendents and with also our hospital administrators and the people that are at the nursing homes and at the city level, city planning levels, what they're going to do. They appreciate the fact that, yeah, they like the guidance and the information, but they also really appreciate the fact that they can make their own decisions and not be dictated to by a one-size-fits-all, which doesn't in South Dakota. And we've been pretty free to exercise good judgment and good thought processes and flexibility within our communities. And I think that process needs to continue.
Rocky, you mentioned infrastructure and roads and bridges and the challenges of just getting things to market. And I'm wondering if your district and the people that you know really suffered with the during the pandemic with the closure of Smithfield and the challenges we saw with getting animals to slaughter. What needs to happen going forward? Do you have a sense of how do we strengthen that supply chain so something like that doesn't happen again? Do you have ideas?
Well, and like I said, the lieutenant governor right now is addressing some of them so we can process animals and sell them to the consumer, for directly from farm to market type of situations, opening up them. South Dakota's been very good, but we could do a better job of that, particularly if you're going to sell across state lines, addressing those type of issues. People are very innovative. They come up with great ways of making their animal production useful for their communities. You know, they're givers, they're charitable. And as farmers and ranchers, it's always been ways that they've dealt with these struggles in the past so many, many times. And as far as keeping like a Smithfield open or something like that, safety is always going to come first. They understand that. But when you get a backup of cattle or hogs, there needs to be some other place that they can go to. And I think coming up with a clearinghouse or a database or a sharing, and that happens like in the hay industry. If there's a drought, there's a national hotline so that you can find places to market. Those type of things are just some of the ideas, but these guys are so innovative that they'll come up with ways, seeing what's happened, and they will share that with us. And whether it be the South Dakota corn growers or the South Dakota stock growers or what organizations that are there for their members, they'll share that with us, and I'd be happy to and encourage them to bring them to us so that we can delve into that and hopefully bring some of these to fruition to help them and assist them in any way we can.
We've been talking with candidate for House of Representatives for the state of South Dakota, District 21, Rocky Blair. He's a Republican candidate. Thank you so much for being here with us today. We appreciate your time.
I appreciate you giving me the time. Have a good week.